Good morning, everybody, from just east of Shakota, Oklahoma, on I-40. If you're ever down this way, coming through Oklahoma, give us a message, give us a ring, and maybe we can meet up. We'd love to meet you. We love talking to you, and we love all the comments, and we may not answer many back, but we do love to hear from you. And if you're ever down this way, and it has happened, we'd love to meet up with you. So I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's so beautiful out this morning. So far, it's pretty calm, a little bit cool, sunny. Looking forward to a wonderful day. And I hope that in walking with Jesus today, he fulfills you. And it's only through Christ that we can have that perfect peace and perfect contentment. There's no other way. So, thanks for joining me and spending this time. I'm going to sing How Great Thou Art, and this is going out to Margie Wright from Aberdeen, Mississippi. It was nice chatting with you the other day. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Oh Lord, my God, how great thou art. I hope that is the cry of our hearts day by day, is how great thou art. And I'm reminded of what John the Baptist said, that he says, I must decrease and he must increase. We had an interesting comment on one of our songs on Facebook just this morning where the lady says, is this fake? It looks like the movement and of the instruments and the lips aren't matching the music. And she says, you know, is this fake? And she says she couldn't believe that that sound was coming out of us. And you know what? I got thinking about that. That's how I want my life to be. I want people to not see me. I don't want people to see our family. I want people to see Christ. I want people to experience Christ. I want people to look beyond all our faults and bad notes and maybe wrong song choices, whatever it might be, and just experience the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what we want. And so, yes, thank you for that. I'm glad that you don't believe it was us, and I pray that you experienced the Spirit of the Lord. We're going to continue on in Luke 22, I believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I must decrease and you must increase. Lord, I just pray for each and every one of us who are endeavoring to walk with you today that you would put that spirit of John in us. Lord, that we would want to see your rising. We would want to see your resurrection. We want to see your life, and we want less of us. So, Lord, I just pray that as these words come forth, that you would be glorified, that you would be lifted up, and that we would fade to the background. Lord, have your will and your way in each of us this morning and today. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry about that. All right. Here we are in Luke 22. We're getting into the passion again. And I know that was last week, but so we're a little bit off, but that's okay. Verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to him to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. So that was the trick, right? He had to betray them. He had to betray him without so many people around. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And he shall say unto the goodman of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. For behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me at the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise... 24. And there was also strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greatest, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I think I'm just going to stop there. We'll continue with 31 tomorrow, Lord willing. Although I don't know what tomorrow will hold. The photographers are coming and we're going to be taking video of every livestock that's on the farm. And it is quite an ordeal. You know, we let them into a spot where we have fenced off, and you gotta make them stand in the right spot and make them stand just the right way, their legs the right way, and it just has to be right, and then videoing, and yeah, it's quite an event. So we'll see. I'm not sure how early we're starting that, but you'll hear from me one way or another tomorrow. I hope that you have a blessed day. I hope that is a day of acknowledging God in your life for who He is. You know, we can be in a spirit of prayer all day long. The dedication that we have at a certain time during the day, that's good and that's important and necessary. But there also has to be that spirit of prayer, as Paul said, pray without ceasing throughout the day. It's like I liken it to someone maybe going to church on Sunday and then not living for God the rest of the day. It's the same thing. We can have that 5, 10, 15, an hour of dedication to the Lord in prayer and reading His Word. But if we are not in a spirit of prayer the remainder of the day, I'm not really sure what He thinks about that. So I pray that He is choosing a people that will be on continual lookout for Him. Those that watch for my appearing. Remember those words, and I want to be one of them, and I want you to be one of them with me. So let's watch, let's pray that we enter not into temptation, and just let the Lord's will be done in your life today. Trust Him. Thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the comments that you give. I love to see who is watching and who is blessed by it. It blesses me, but more than anything, it brings glory to the Lord when you're drawing closer to Him. So, all right, Lord willing, see you tomorrow, but have a great day.